Hey, Cheech, man. Let's listen to movies and doobies, man.
Hell yeah, man. Oh, man, that's gonna be like smoking. Yeah.
All you other dudes relax and enjoy the vibes, man.
All right. Welcome. Back to the Movies and Doobies podcast. Today is Movie Madness Monday, and in case you forgot, I'm Des.
I'm Kels.
And yeah, today's Movie Madness Monday, man. And this week we are what's the genre?
The genre is this week we're doing indie films, and indie films, like literally any kind of indie films.
Yeah.
Any kind. No like specific subgenre to it. Just
yeah. The indie film genre itself is just fucking wide. Yeah.
There's so many films too that like you wouldn't think are indie films, but they are. And it's fucking they're indie, crazy.
Yeah.
Like Forrest Gump, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I never fucking knew that was an indie film. I didn't know that for a while.
So today for our indie film, we are watching the 2010 drama thriller, Black Swan.
Hell you.
And it was directed by Darren Aronofsky. And yeah, starring Natalie Portman, you know, Mila Kunis, Vincent Cassel, all that fun stuff. I'm going to read the description for them really quick.
Okay.
So obsession drives a devoted. Obsession drives a devoted ballerina to the brink of madness in this compelling masterpiece. Compelling masterpiece. All right, I never make mistakes reading them, but I did.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was one word. You're over here like, how about we do? How about ha?
I gotta add the extra words afterwards. I already fucked it up. You gotta add the like. You know, you fuck up one more, and then you're just like, English.
But we hope you guys like last week's episode. This week, we're watching the final two episodes of season two of Euphoria, and holy shit.
I can't wait to watch the play, y'all.
Holy shit, man. It's going to be fucking insane, dog.
I'm sad, but I'm so excited, because I cannot wait to see this fucking play.
Yeah. I'm excited for so many different things, because, like,
I'm just gonna say, you're gonna elaborate on that, buddy.
Yeah, once we like go in and you know we finish this, we finish the season, and we see all that fun fucking shit, we can finally start Manifest again.
I know you're really excited for Manifest.
You're super
like, fuck Euphoria. Let's watch Manifest.
No, I really do love Euphoria, but like with Euphoria, there's not an element of like mystery like there is with Manifest.
Yeah,
no, I get and I'm that. Like
it's teen drama.
I need fucking answers.
I need to know what's going on here right now.
So yeah, so this week we're gonna watch Black Swan, and then come back tomorrow and we will be watching the last two episodes of season two of Euphoria.
Hell yeah. Also make sure you go and you check out our top 9 indie films.
Hell yeah.
On Instagram. And let us know what y'all top 9 are.
Hell yeah.
Well, you know? You know the drill. You know the fucking drill. I don't gotta keep telling you. You know the drill.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna keep telling you anyways, because why not? I don't fucking know.
But I don't think... Do we have any announcements?
Not that I can get off my little noggin right now. I don't know. Well, I don't know. All I want to say is, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm fucking
lit already, man.
No super exciting announcements.
I don't know. We hope you guys enjoyed last week's episodes. We watched Tremors with Kevin Bacon and Reba. Mm-hmm. And we watched episodes 5 and 6 of Euphoria.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to watch the finale tomorrow. Oh, the finale tomorrow. Euphoria.
Yep.
Season 2. And season 1 of TV Talk will be on hiatus again. And we'll be jumping right back into season 2.
Yep.
Which is, you know, it's 20 though. Okay. Right now, season 1 of TV Talk is season 2 of Euphoria. And season 2 of TV Talk is season 1 of Manifest.
It's a total.
Make it make sense.
It's a total mindfuck. Absolute mindfuck.
Absolutely fucking your mind right now.
But yeah, did you pack up, buddy? Excellent. Excellent.
Y'all, so y'all need to pause up the episodio and
get your shit together.
Yeah, we're gonna smoke in like a couple seconds. Let me take
hell yeah.
Sippy poo. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Cheers, motherfuckers.
Each one's for you and me. Living out our dreams. We are right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes. And now all I wanna see is a sky full of diamonds. A sky full of what? Dude, fucking Zoom just popped up with this thing that said, are you playing music? I'm like, you know what, Zoom? I'm singing it. So, yeah. Also, y'all, last night, don't ask me why, but I was working on my Cher impression because that's just what I do. I was sitting in my room fucking singing Welcome to Burlesque, and I'm like, show a little more, show a little less, add a little smoke. Welcome to Burlesque. I'll get there. I have a wicked good fucking Shakira impersonation, but I'm full of like, I know there's like some weird scientific thing that was like, if you listen to a lot of music, you're really good with accents and like impersonations. And here I am, fucking musical genius. Yeah. Don't look at me like that. You can't hear Kels, but she just gave me eyebrows raised. Listen, I listen to a lot of music, and so I'm not surprised that I can do quite a bit of accents, but my favorite thing ever to do is fucking impersonations.
All right, buddy, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, kids, you ready? Y'all ready, ready, ready? Strapping your seatbelts. It's about to get bumpy. It's about to get bumpy. So I can't even make statements.
It's about to get bumpy, flumpy, clumpy up in that dumpy. Sweet. As I always like to say before we dive in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the motherfucking sesh, my friends. And here we go. Black Swan, 2010. Black Swan.
Miramax?
Following is intended.
Oh, what the fuck?
Only for mature audiences.
Dude, my shit's already fucking up.
Really?
We both said fuck those last couple notes. Oh my god, I'm getting flashbacks to Murder on Orient.
Oh my god, Cross Creek Pictures.
What's the creek? Fox Searchlight Pictures, in association with Cross Creek Pictures, a protozoa, okay, and Phoenix Pictures Productions. All right, that was a funky, I don't know. Sorry to whatever production company just named she got butchered. It's kind of funky and hard to pronounce. I don't make the rules. A little
funk.
I don't make the rules.
Got a little funk to it.
You weren't even looking at it. Hey, buddy. I got disconnected from the party.
Oh, God.
Hold on.
Pause.
I just noticed all of a sudden my chat disappeared and I had full screen. I'm like, what? Okay, we were still at the exact same spot, so that's cool. All right,
that was my bad. I paused it thinking that you weren't connected yet, but.
Oh.
All right. I know nothing about ballet, but like I know that it's like super hard and I applaud anyone who does it. I pray for your toes.
I know, that's just like fucking impressive though. Like the fact, like yeah. That, look at it, like the fucking tiptoe thing.
And like obviously, point shoes have a really hard. They have a really hard thing.
How
at
do
the
your
base
feet bend like that too? What?
Point shoes have like a really right. hard thing at the base of it, so it's like
she either didn't do this or took a lot of lessons that, or something, or just knew it, or just already had that as a thing.
Dude, and you know what's crazy that I've heard? Fucking. Point shoes, the obviously the thing that goes on ballerina's feet.
No, I thought they were called elf shoes.
No, the point shoes, they only last them like a few weeks. They have to keep buying new ones.
Damn.
And like breaking them in.
Oh, hello, sir.
Oh, my.
It is kind of cool, though, how, like, with ballet, you can still tell a story with just dance.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need the words. You got the music and you have the dancing. Like, that's fucking, like, what is always so fucking cool about it.
I think ballet is beautiful.
It's fucking awesome. Dude,
I don't know a lot about it, but
Boston.
Right? I don't know a lot about ballet. I just know it's fucking gorgeous. And I know a little bit about point shoes. Shout out to TikTok. Dude, that's how, like, I watch videos of how people stand in those. And there's, like, a wicked hard... They're just going.
She's like, let me just walk on my toes.
It's, like, a wicked hard block at the base of it. And they just freaking bend their toes in a way. And it's, like... It makes me cringe a little bit because it sounds like pain.
I'd probably break my fucking knees and my ankles.
Dude, my ankles would give out instantly.
For real, though. Once the ankles go, the knees go.
Yep.
And the hips. And you're fucked.
Belly.
All right, Miss Flexible. Jesus.
Yeah, ballerinas are insanely flexible. You also need to do copious amounts of warm-ups. To, like, get your feet ready for that shit.
I don't know what it is about how, like, little widescreen this is. But, like, I'm digging, like, just, like, the way the camera, like, the way like, they shot it. I don't know why. Padme, what are you doing? Dancing in ballet.
Her mom just fed her a grapefruit and an egg. And it was like, breakfast.
You don't understand. You didn't watch Star Wars. You didn't get my Padme reference. Okay.
No, I did.
Did you?
But I was still, bitch, I've seen
it. I know, you were deep in your thought about her breakfast.
No, yeah, I was still thinking about it. I'm like, a grapefruit and some fucking, and a, like, a poached egg? What? How was that breakfast?
Well, for her, it was.
No, I know. She's probably on a wicked diet to stay ballerina-esque.
Bro, they also always have their hair in some tight-ass buns.
Yeah.
Like, tight.
You gotta be real, like, it's gotta be slick and fancy looking. I wonder if it's true that ballerinas are, like, known to... See, this is what they have to do to break their fucking point shoes in. They basically have to fucking destroy them. And then they sew on their ribbons. Some of them, like, glue shit to them. That's for your grip. And the crazy thing is, they have to buy new ones every few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not cheap. No, but I was saying before I saw her fucking taking apart her point shoes, because I love watching that process. What the hell was I going to say?
I don't know.
I'm thinking. I'll get it. Oh, I was going to say, I wonder if ballerinas are really that bitchy in real life. I don't have any ballerina friends, but...
Mm-hmm. Dude, she is so focused on him. Girl, stop looking at him so much.
She does. Like, she seems fucking... gives off white swan energy.
Her?
Yeah.
Natalie Portman. What's her name? Nina?
Yeah.
Girl, you good?
Oh my.
Having a little hissy fit. Oh, it's Winona Ryder. Look at that.
Yeah. I wonder what's up. What who's shitting her oatmeal?
Dude, literally.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who's shitting her grapefruit and egg?
Maybe she didn't have a big enough grapefruit that morning. This morning.
We'll do it. Why are you in her? Okay.
Girl.
This girl is like, dude, I think her name's Nina. Yeah. She's like, oh, this woman just had a fucking major freak out. Let me just go investigate in her room.
And I'm going to use her lipstick.
No, she was looking.
Okay. Girl. Oh, no, she's taking
she's
it.
Stealing. Yeah. I thought she was just looking, but she's still.
Beth. Her name. Okay. So Winona. Her character's name is Beth.
Beth, yep. Beth M, particularly.
Yes. And I'm assuming that she is Nina. Pretty sure. Okay, so she's the one that they were all talking shit about in the locker room. Or whatever the fuck they were in.
Oh my god, yeah. The one who's approaching
menopause.
All right, let's figure this out. Yes, so Natalie Portman's character is Nina. Mila Kunis is Lily.
Okay. And Winona is Beth.
Beth, yes. You better get dark.
Come on, Padme, I believe in you.
Right?
Can do it. Scatio. She's not getting up. Oh, she's got a gnarly back tattoo, though. Fucking Lily.
Yeah.
All right.
Puking.
Why did I think she had a dick and she was standing up and peeing, bro? Like, why did I actually think she was peeing? It's
like, no, wait. She puked.
I'm fucking dead. I'm like, you fool. You got them all. She tucking real tight, apparently. See,
I don't get his whole deal of like, oh, if I was only casting the black swan, it'd be yours. Because it's like...
He said the white swan. She couldn't do black swan. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was only casting the white swan, it'd be... White spawn, white swan, Jesus,
no,
be hers. Oh my God. But he is casting the white spawn. Oh my God, he is casting the white swan and the black spawn swan separately. Oh my fucking God! What is
she saying? Shit. Okay.
No, but what the fuck is wrong with me? I just said spawn like fucking five times. Well, it probably doesn't help that she just puked up her grapefruit and egg.
Yeah. She didn't get the point. Tell me about it, baby. Come here. Let mom make you feel all better. I got you.
Just needs to work on it.
Seduce us.
Come on, Nina. Ooh. She didn't warm up properly. Ooh.
Ooh. I can't look at that. I can't look at that.
All right, I can't look at that. It's gone. Okay. Stay calm.
Bro, her mom looks so familiar and I cannot place it.
Please hold. I literally have a tab pulled up with the cast because I wanted to double check. Okay, her mom. She was in...
Oh my God. I also looked at the cast. Oh my God, yeah. She plays the mom in Insidious. She plays Barbara.
Yep.
Oh my God. I also just looked at the cast and apparently Sebastian Stan is in this. So I definitely stan this movie.
I thought she like hurt her ankle or something, not fucking split her toenail in half.
Dude, literally, it's not like her ankle cracked or something. Like,
nope, that was her nail cracking.
Oh, well, now she's using the lipstick.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that lipstick looked brand new anyways when she opened it. Veronica. All right, you want the black swan? Let me go murder somebody real quick. I'll be back. You know, you can have discipline and be able to seduce, sir. All right, what is this guy's name? His name is Thomas. Can we go back to Black Swan, please? His name is Thomas Leroy. Oh, Jesus.
All right, sir.
I knew he was going to do that.
Well, yeah. It's fucking teeth on your lips, sir.
What's your deal? Are you the one who's called Veronica?
She looks like a fucking bitch.
Veronica, open the door, please.
Yep, that is Veronica.
She was told you got the part, Veronica. If it so happens so that maybe, it was changed.
What, did Lily get the part instead?
I think Nina got the part.
Oh?
Of course she got the part. She bit him and he was like, that's the black swan.
Dude, she's like a walking anxiety ball. Like, everything, she's so frail and fragile. It's like,
but she just fucking picked a, Nina just picked a major bone with Veronica by saying congratulations, thinking she got it. See?
Mm-hmm. Those eyes just moved.
Yes, they did.
What the fuck?
All right, what's going through this bitch's mind right now?
Yeah. She is clearly crazy.
You know, why the hell did anybody actually write that thing that said whore, I wonder now?
Was it in her lipstick?
Yeah.
It was her color.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yo, you know what else? Because I know this is supposed to be like kind of like a mind-bending movie.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm just thinking, like, what if her mom's actually, like, not, like, alive? Like, what if her mom's dead? I don't know why. Like, I don't know why. Like, I just thought about that. Like, what if she just, like, thinks her mom's alive? Like, she thinks she's talking to her mom or something. Like, maybe that was, like, her psychotic. I don't know. We'll find out. We still have an hour and 22. But I know it's just supposed to be a mind-bending movie, so that just came across my mind. Her mom crazy, too? Like, shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
All will be answered, I'm sure. Hello, Natalie Portman's nipples.
Yeah, right?
I can't. You're just like, no bra. Just go for it, girl.
Exactly. Exactly. See, I knew it. She bit him and he was like, now that's the black swan.
One has fun with her work and the other one takes it a little too seriously.
Yep. Nina is one and Lily is the other. Yeah, she really needs to work on that black swan, though. What's wrong with her drink?
No, she had a cut on her finger.
Oh.
like on the side of her finger, right near her
oh.
nail. So I want, like, why does this bitch keep getting random fucking injuries though? The only one like we've actually seen her get is the fucking toenail. But then all of a sudden she's popping up like she had the thing on her back.
Yeah.
Now she has her fucking nail. Like, what's next? She's gonna wake up with a fucking black eye or something? Like,
also, why was Lily fucking laughing when he announced that Nina was the Swan Queen? Like, Lily, get in your lane. Get all the way into your lane.
Don't peel it. Oh, bitch. Don't peel it.
Oh, ooh.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? She just peeled half of her goddamn finger off and it's gone. It's not even there.
Girl,
it's not even there. Holy fucking shit. This bitch is fucking psychotic. This is, oh my God, that just, oh my God. I feel ill. All right, Lily, why are you taking off your underwear?
All right. Nina, hang out.
What? Yeah, let's see what new fucking hallucination you're going to come up with this time. Dude, she literally ripped half of her fucking finger skin off.
I couldn't, dude. Once I saw her start peeling, I was like, this is going to be gross and bad, mm-hmm. and I'm going to start gagging.
Dude, if you gag, it'll add to the effect of the podcast.
Dude, I can watch people get cut up into tiny little pieces, but I can't watch someone
peel their own toenail. Skin. Yeah.
Yeah. But I can watch Leatherface cut someone's fucking skin off.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Oh, hello, Beth.
Oh. Boo. She's like, boo, I'm here, bitch. Oh, come straight out with it. Did you suck his cock?
I think this Tomas man is playing both of them.
Probably.
Dude, I'm still trying to wrap my head around this so far.
Dude, she's fucking like, she's like schizophrenic. Like, I don't want to like try and label something, but like.
Like, I know eventually she does become like whatever, the white swan. Not the white swan, the black swan. Yeah. But like, I'm terrified to see how this unfolds.
Dude, this is fucking.
Okay, just because I needed to know, a year before shooting this, Natalie Portman went through extreme ballet and cross training, shedding 20 pounds.
Hell yeah. So she was like, fuck it, I'm doing this.
All right, we're good. Ready?
Shit, hold on. I just fucked something up. I'm sorry, buddy.
Take your turn. I just like, I was listening, but I also wasn't listening because I missed what happened with her. And there we go.
All right, man.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
Had to wind her back a little bit just to hear what she said again.
Yep. I just want to know.
Did you give him that Gok 9000?
Why is Beth calling her a whore when she's asking Nina, did you suck his cock? All Nina said was, not all of us have to. Why does this man want to know if she's had boyfriends?
Because he wants her so bad.
You're not, he's literally asking her, you're not a virgin, huh? Are you? Oh, man. Why are you asking Nina these sexual questions?
Sir.
Well, he is being super creepy. I also think he's trying to, like, open up her seduction role as Black Swan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. He's just being creepy about it, though. Put on your big girl pants and do it!
What? Why are you cutting her nails with scissors? That's just gonna make her freaking nails even more sharp.
So not only is she crazy, her mom's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Okay, like, I guess she has a problem with, scratching herself, but, like, I don't know. Oh, my. She's doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess she is... Oh my God, I'm gonna cringe touching herself. I just cringed inside. I feel like I'm gonna be sick.
Padme, what are you doing? This is the, like, R-rated version of Star Wars. They didn't show you this.
I
part
get
in the
that,
movie.
Like,
this is the DVD version, bonus scenes.
I definitely feel like he's trying to, like, open up that part of her that's like.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I've never seen someone ride their own fingers. Get it? I guess. Ooh, get it, I guess.
Like,
what the hell is going on?
I hope her mama don't walk in all that shit. Ay-yay! Her mom's sleeping right there. Oh,
girl, you just interrupted a major interaction with herself.
Her mom's sitting in the whole time, just, but she's knocked the fuck out.
Now Beth's in the hospital.
What did you do to her, Nina? I'm sus.
All right. Nina definitely had nothing to do with that, ma'am. She got hit by a car.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Nina could have been walking by just like, boop. Which she left his apartment last night. Who knows?
Dude, this guy is honestly ugly as shit.
Yeah.
So he just uses his position as some fucking ballet man. Fucking fuck with women. Stupid bitch. Oh, Beth. First of all, Nina, why are you going to visit Beth?
Right? What are you doing?
Leaving her flowers. Oh. Oh, she's never dancing again. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's done. Beth is definitely done.
That is a massive, massive leg injury.
Mm-hmm.
Her gash was huge. Oh? Letter opener.
No, that looked like a nail file.
Oh, honestly, probably it's a makeup bag. Why would she have a letter opener in her makeup bag?
Looked like a nail file, yep. Oh my God, now she's stealing freaking pieces of wood from the fucking trash. Make it make sense.
What are you doing? Mom is cry painting, apparently. Like,
ooh, that's like a chiropractor. I didn't know you could get chiropractors to work on your feet. Jesus Christ.
All right, sir. He is now groping her.
Oh, God.
Like, sir, the fuck?
Please what, Nita? You want him to do it again?
Clearly.
But he's right. It does need to be the other way around. She needs to be seductive, seducing the audience. Except the fact that she can't get the fucking black swan down.
She is hot for him, though.
Yes.
You can tell she's now into it.
Here we go.
There you go. Think
she's
about
doing it again, ladies and gentlemen. I don't need to say the words for you to get that she's doing it again. I'm not saying the word. I'm not saying the words. It's not happening. All I can say is she's about to get water all up in that koozie. And that's just, that should be like rule number one. Just don't do it in the bath.
You good, girl? You drowned yourself? Oh, what the fuck?
Dude, I feel like she's going into like a psychosis. I think
she,
this is what this is.
Did she just get her period or did she scratch herself again?
I think she scratched herself again.
Damn.
If she got her period, why would the blood be dripping on her face?
Well, no, like at first, oh, no, but because she saw someone looking over her though.
And then her fingers were bloody, yeah.
Yeah, and then her fingers, that's why I was like, but honestly though, the blood wouldn't be that fucking like red on her fingers if she just pulled them out of the water.
Yeah.
So yeah, I probably just can't, yeah. But that wound didn't look too fresh though either.
Oh yeah.
It looked like infected and gross. Like it's been sitting for a little bit.
I do. I think she's going into like a psychosis. Probably stress induced. Either way, she's severely mentally ill.
Yeah.
We're doing it again? Yeah. Thomas is like, again, I need to see this again. And again. And again. Seduce. Get mad, Nina. You gotta get mad and seduce.
She better go rip her into one. Oh, now she's about to be like, fuck you, Lily. Like, girl, you have no nails to be filing. You snap them off every fucking day, basically. Ew. Creepy old man on the subway.
Gross.
What the fuck? Sir.
What the hell?
What is wrong with that man?
Ooh. Nina. Well, no, Mom. I don't want to show you my fucking skin. Lily. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Get the fuck out of your house. Get away from your mother.
Thank you, Sharon. Hell yeah, Lily. See, Nina.
Oof. All right. You have enough cheese? No, but you do. Like,
see, Lily is like, showing Nina how this. It's done when it comes to seducing. Okay, his name is Thomas. What is it, Lily? Why are you giving me drugs? Roll.
I have a feeling she's not going to be up in time for her big old performance. She's going to be a little hungover, a little, you know, drugged over, whatever, you know? And she's probably going to rock Lily's shit afterwards.
But what's that drug? You've never rolled? What is it, Molly? Ecstasy? No, that wouldn't calm you down.
Bye, bitch. Don't call me again, Ma. as a.
So her mom is not. Her mom's not fake, basically.
Yeah,
no, we know that much.
Cray cray.
Yeah,
but her mom is a little possessive.
There's your Sebastian. Yeah,
I don't know what it is about that man. I don't know.
Nina, you literally just watched Lily put a fucking pill on that drink.
Oh, she slipped or something. She slipped a pill.
Yeah, she put the pill in the drink, and Nina watched her do it.
Okay.
Yeah, if you call killing yourself a happy ending, I guess. Tom or Jerry, I don't fucking remember. Oh, Jesus. The drugs are hitting. What is rolling? I'm Googling it now.
It's something.
All right. Rolling is when you get messed up on ecstasy. It's just extreme bliss and true euphoria. And touching people feels fabulous, apparently. So it is ecstasy. How did I know?
Oh.
I think she just stopped rolling and she realized what she was doing.
Yep.
I think they both stopped rolling.
Ooh.
There's a little lesbian lover-ish going on here, Lily and Nina. What are you doing?
Ooh.
Mama is not gonna like this.
Yeah, right? Like, thanks, Mila. Don't tell Ashton.
Stop right now.
I think it's funny that we're watching a movie with Mila Kunis and we have a running joke about us being punked or something with Ashton.
Yeah, it's like, where's Ashton?
Where's he gonna come out with the cameras?
Oh, your mom is gonna be so mad. She's clearly over 21 if she was able to go out to a fucking bar. So her mom needs to back off.
She said
off.
She's 28.
Oh, no. What? No, she's not 28 in the movie. Natalie Portman herself was like 28 or 29 when she did the
training. But she said that she was 28 when she was talking to her mom. Remember when she was like talking shit into her mom and stuff? Okay, I gotta rewind this because something just went down.
What the hell is up with her mom? Oh, Jesus.
And there to go. Maybe she's got an Elda performance tomorrow now. She got that little spunk she needed. Okay, who Mila. Damn. Did you see what she was?
Yeah.
Fucking the straps and everything, bro. Yay.
Oh, I hope her mom tries to open the door again and it's like, what? What the fuck is this?
Right.
They are doing the do.
Yeah.
Whoa. Rewind.
Did she just see herself? Her
face? Yeah. Oh. She is definitely going into some sort of psychosis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is she her legs doing that fucking weird shit? The bumps?
Yeah.
Okay. I still can't. Fucking
I'm processing this.
Just ate out Natalie Portman. Oh, she just saw herself smothering her with a pillow. Okay. She's gonna feel great.
Oh, she is late.
Bitch, couldn't even wake her.
Oh my god, Lily probably did it on purpose so she could get the part.
Dude, that's what I was kind of thinking too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watch how it's done, girl. That's how you said this.
Oh.
I don't think it was a wet dream. It was real. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
You were good, girl. Yeah.
Seduce him.
Girl. There's nothing in your stomach.
Get mad.
All right. Those stuffies could have at least been donated, girl.
Ah, yes. The resin to keep her shoes sticky.
Ay-ay-ay. Fuck you, Tama.
Ooh.
Okay. It's getting good now, kids.
Yeah,
Nina's all alone in the dark.
She's going through it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you are seeing shit.
Dude, she is deep in a weed psychosis. No, in psychosis. Sorry, I thought she was me for a second.
Oh! Whoa! Why in the face? What is going on? Why in the face? Oh.
What the hell is going on?
Dude, literally. Oh! Girl, did you stab Beth in the face?
Oh my god. Hmm. Oh my.
And she's breaking right now. Oh my god.
She is going through a wicked psychosis.
She thinks she's turning into the fucking swan. Ooh.
Girl.
Watch your hand. Oh boy. Mama's hand just got slammed in the door. This bitch thinks she's becoming the goddamn swan. Oh. Well, okay.
What
then.
The fuck is going on?
Pass the fuck out.
What? You did what?
Oh boy.
Ooh. He did what? Called the fucking theater.
Aw, what's your matter, Lily? You're not gonna get your fucking 5 seconds of fame.
Too bad. Bitch already done.
Yeah, she definitely just lost her shit.
Mm-hmm. She just fucking snapped her mom's wrist, for Christ's sake.
Literally.
There's no scratch on her back.
And your toe? Perfectly fine, girl. Oh. Why are those? Damn. Oh.
Hmm.
Don't pull that one, girl. I swear to God, if you pull that.
Dude, it's not actually like that.
No, I know. But if she was going to start pulling it and thinking that it was, I'm out of the building. Kelso has left the building. Come on, bitch. This is your moment. Come on, Nina.
Looks beautiful.
You're good. You're good. Chill. Don't.
You're fine.
Don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. Don't let it bother you. Just get up. Shake it off. You're good. Why are his booty cheeks bouncing in that right? leotard?
And it's also not her fault that she dropped her. Or he dropped her.
Yeah.
He dropped her. It was that simple.
Ooh.
Don't.
Oh, oh boy. Here we go. She about to kill her. Oh. Oh. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. She just fucking stabbed Lily. Looks like Tomas gonna have another fucking scandal after all. Girl, you got 5 minutes. Do your makeup. Let's go. Okay. She's like, all I had to do is kill Lily, and I am the fucking Swan Queen. I am Black Swan now. She's like, I am the Black Swan.
Okay.
He's like, all righty. Nanina.
He did that.
What you gonna do about that body? What are you gonna do with that body?
Oh, yeah. Nothing. She's gonna do nothing about the body.
Yep. Show one more act. Oh? Did she not kill Lily?
Then what the hell is going on here? Who did she kill?
Veronica?
Did she kill anyone?
Right?
She killed no one.
Oh? Well, at least I guess...
She killed the part of herself that was keeping the Black Swan from...
I guess lying. Thinking that she killed Nina fucking got her right up where she fucking needed to be. Yep. I mean, think she killed Lily, not Nina. She is Nina. Jesus.
Yeah.
But she also thought she killed herself, too. Oh, did she actually? What the fuck is going on, man?
Did she stab herself?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what's going on here?
Girl, finish getting ready. The crowd waits for no one.
What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
Because now I'm like half convinced that she did stab herself, but I don't know. I mean, when she was explaining the story.
The girl kills herself.
Yeah. That's why like she thinks she's a swan. Like she's like, she becomes a swan and true love sets her free. But the fucking white swan kills herself.
Mm-hmm.
So like.
She's bleeding. How is nobody talking about the fact that she's bleeding?
Who knows? They're making it a point to not show us where the wound is, too.
Yeah.
Can you, like, you can tell with, oh, except for right there. Of course, I say that, and they're like, here you go, bitch. Talk shit. Bye, Nina. No one's gonna check. What the fuck? Oh, my God. And, oh, my God.
That bitch just died, I think. She fucking died.
Yeah, she just fucking dies.
She fucking right died.
And just goes right back to the fucking door. Oh. Wow. Holy shit.
I'm double checking just to make sure
that she's actually dead. I'm going to run to the bathroom while you do that.
All right. Welcome, my childrens. Oh my God. Even with it's okay. So here's on Google, my friends. Even with Thomas Leroy's twisted take on Swan Lake and Black Swan, the same basic story is told with Nina tasked to play the White Swan and the seductive Black Swan. As a result, Nina performs the closing number with a stab wound in her chest, which results in her actually dying at the end. Wow. That is, wow.
So what's the final verdict? Is she actually dead?
She's dead. She died.
What?
She look stabbed herself. She stabbed herself in the chest, like in the chest area, and just fucking died at the end. And she also.
What? Yeah. What she suffer from?
She psychosis. I was right. It's a psychosis. But she left the hospital when she visited Beth with blood on her hands because she killed Beth. And has become the new evil Black Swan, it says.
Well, see, I figured she killed Beth because when she got in the elevator, she dropped the filer. And she had blood all over her hands. So I'm like, okay, so she just fucking stabbed the shit out of Beth. Like, I don't know. Y'all, pack up a bowl. We're gonna smoke an end of the episode. Bowl a few. But, damn. Dude, that was fucking good. That was mind-bending. Okay.
Yeah, that was.
I was really convinced for a while that her mama was dead.
Yeah. Well, there's this thing that I'm going to read right now, and it's on some fucking website called medium.com because it says you watch Black Swan and now you're confused because that's me. All right. So it says throughout the movie, Nina's descent into embodying the Black Swan is seen through her loss of sanity, symbolism, imagery, and other devices. The movie begins with Nina dreaming that she is the Swan Queen and is dancing in the role of the White Swan. In this dream, the White Swan is dancing with Rothbart and Nina is whimpering. Rothbart in the ballet is the villain and represents evil and deception. Oh. This could foreshadow the idea of darkness taking over Nina's innocence and purity because she is in the arms of evil. Huh. Okay. Before Nina's metamorphosis into the Black Swan occurs, the movie establishes how she represents the innocence, purity, and sweetness of the White Swan. When Nina enters Beth's dressing room, a sparkle can be seen in her eye. She has a small smile on her face, and the music playing during the scene is very sweet. Her room design adds to the idea because it's pink and she still has stuffed animals. She's a woman in her mid-20s and she shouldn't be sleeping in a room filled with teddy bears.
Just throw that in there real quick.
Yeah, it's, you know, Nina's mom refers to her as her sweet little girl. It's just to display innocence.
Yeah.
I get that. All right. Her transformation starts with Nina's audition for the Swan Queen going terribly. She couldn't lose herself in the music or be daring in the way she danced when she was told to perform the Black Swan. When she is going home from the audition, she sees herself walking in front of her. This doppelganger is wearing all black compared to her all white outfit, illustrating the contrast of her black and white side and showing that her dark side is following her.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like this.
Okay.
This shows how Nina's wanting for the role of Swan Queen brings out her dark side. Then Nina decides to talk to the director to reconsider her role. Typically, Nina wears minimal makeup and her hair is in a bun when she's in the studio, but she wore Beth's lipstick and her hair down to meet with Thomas. She is using her sense of seduction, a characteristic of the Black Swan, to convince Thomas that she deserves the role. And then afterwards, she hallucinates seeing profanity written on a mirror addressed to her for kissing him. It's as if the Black...
It's in her, yeah. It was in her shade. It was her lipstick. It was in her fucking shade.
And it says, it's as if the Black Swan is teasing and bullying her for what she has become. Huh. Let's see. Yeah. I'm just going down a little bit further. Let's see. As the performance nears, Nina's mental stability worsens. When she is being honored at a dinner, Nina goes to the bathroom and has a hallucination of her pulling her skin apart. This represents the idea that she is tearing and pulling herself apart.
They really dug up in that shit.
Dude, I love this. Moreover, when she is taking a bath, she hallucinates that the bathtub is filled with blood, which foreshadows the ending in which Nina's innocence is taken away. Damn. When someone is wearing no clothing, they are vulnerable and innocent, but the blood signifies the death of her innocence and the idea that she is drowning in her purity.
That's all right, sir. All right, y'all. Ready to smoke this bully oly ole?
Yeah, smoke this bowl with her. I'm going to continue reading and find some good snippets.
Oh, I was going to say, do you want to pop in the socials? But okay.
I can do the socials after. I'm just reading through this to find specifically the end.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Here we go. Cheers.
Let's see. The final act in the movie is when her transformation is complete and she turns into the Black Swan. She goes to visit Beth to return her stuff, symbolizing that she doesn't want to be like Beth, also like a perfect girl. She doesn't want to be the Black Swan. Also, while visiting Beth, Nina has a hallucination of Beth stabbing herself with the file. Nina leaves the hospital with blood on her hands because she has killed Beth and has become the new evil Black Swan. When Nina returns home, she hallucinates that Beth is trying to kill her and her mother's paintings come to life. These paintings say that it's their turn, which represents that it's evil's time to shine and come out. Okay. This is the very end. The death of Nina at the end signified the death of her innocence and her embodiment of evil and the Black Swan. She lost who she was, and this resulted in her death. At the end, she is accurate in saying she was perfect because she became a copy of Beth. Like Beth, she led herself to self-destruction and lost her real self. Also, she used her sensuality to move up in the company, and Thomas even gave Nina Beth's nickname. The ending thought the movie leaves you with is what is perfection and what are the stakes that are present. Also, the definition of perfection given by the movie states that the path for perfection is the road to self-destruction, because perfection can only be reached when you give yourself into the evil or stepping out of your comfort zone and following a dark path. Well, damn. So this whole movie is basically just a huge symbolic piece, and I liked it. What the hell is playing now? Army of Darkness? I love that movie. Anyways, so let me plug the socials really quick now that we've fucking established that shit.
Hell yeah, buddy. Do it up.
Hell yeah. So the Instagram is Movies and Doobies Pod. Mm-hmm. Instagram's really the big thing we use, so definitely check that out. Our Twitter is Movies and Doobies. That's our Twitter handle. Our Facebook, you can look us up at Movies and Groupies, but also at the handle Movies and Doobies. And our YouTube is Movies and Doobies Podcast.
Yes, sir.
All that shit can be found in our bios and all that fun stuff. Specifically, our Patreon. Just putting it out there. No. Yeah, that's it. Hate you. Love you. Bye. Those are our socials. Check us out. Specifically, Instagram. That's where we post, our top 9 lists.
Hell yeah.
Some fun this movie week, facts. Indie.
This week is indie.
We dropped some fun movie facts.
Hell yeah.
And TV show facts. So
yes, on the Tuesdays and Thursdays.
So absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. What would you rate that?
Oh, I was absolutely mind fucked the whole time and flabbergasted. I gotta go with a 10. That was amazing.
I really liked that.
That was
a 10 out of 10 for me as well.
Okay, how many 10 movies we got? We got Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, The Murder on Orient Express, Annabelle Comes Home, and Incredibles 2, and now Black Swan.
Yep.
So we have, that's 5. We got 5 top 10s.
So basically it's a rarity.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do some special photo collage of our 5 top 10 movies since our 5 rated 10 movies.
Hell yeah.
Why not? That'd be cool.
But yeah, that was really good. I actually
come back.
Enjoyed that.
That was. I love psychological fucking movies like that where you're literally just trying to figure it out the whole time.
That was a lot to
and
process.
And it's either dude, yeah.
See, yeah, I wish dude. I had known that it was a bunch of symbolism because I would have paid attention more.
Yeah.
All
but
the
we did
symbolism.
Pick up on some things. Picked up on her lipstick. I picked up on the fact that she killed Beth in the elevator because once she dropped that thing, I'm like, you just fucking killed that bitch. There's no way you didn't just kill her.
See, but we didn't realize that she had killed Beth because she had just transformed fully into the Black Swan.
We didn't get that part.
That was I don't know. I got like her mental, like I picked up on the whole her mental health deteriorating, specifically her stability. And then
you could tell. Yeah, that was like was
completely unstable, but fully the black swan.
Yeah.
I lived for it. I love that. I fucking love that. That was so fucking good.
That was damn. Y'all check out Black Swan if you haven't already. It's been out seriously. Since 2010. 10 out of 10 recommend that shit. That was fucking beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
Did it win any prizes? Let's see.
I don't know.
Let's see. Black Swan Film Award. Let's see. I don't know if this was what. Okay. I don't know if it's not telling me what it won, but mm-hmm. Best Lead Actress.
Here, let me fucking. Hold on.
An Oscar for Best Actress Leading or whatever.
Ready for this one? Holy yeah. Fuck. They were nominated. Okay. They were nominated for 188 awards. They won 61.
Oh, hell yeah.
So Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actress for Natalie Portman, Best Cinematography, and Best Film Editing. Natalie Portman won for Best Actress. That's right. I thought this was the fucking movie she got her thing for. I thought this was the one. The Argentine Academy of Cinematography, Arts, and Science Awards. Black Swan, Best Foreign Film. They won. Obviously, I don't know why I said the movie. Oh, well. I was saying what was nominated. It wasn't just like a person. It was the movie. Alliance of Women Film Journalists. So Beautiful Film. They were nominated for Beautiful Film. Best Actress for Natalie Portman. Best Cinematography. Best Deception of Nudity, Sexual or Seduction or Sexuality or Seduction. Hmm. Best Director. Best Editing. Best Film. Best Original Screenplay. Best Score. Bravest Performance Award. Movie you just wanted to love but just couldn't. Oh yeah, movie you wanted to love but just couldn't. Unforgettable Moment Award, and they won Best Actress. Where the fuck is it? Oh, where is it? No, sorry, not Best Actress. Best Cinematography, Best Director, Best Editing, Best Film, Bravest Performance Award, and Unforgettable Movie Award or Moment Award. And that's just the A's. What's okay? So BAFTAs, because that's like another major one. They were nominated for quite a few. Only Natalie Portman won for Best Actress. That's usually like a thing. Like sometimes, like that's like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, you win the BAFTA, you win the SAG. You know, you get the Oscar. Not always, but I mean, look at Joaquin Phoenix. Just saying. Did she get a SAG? Let's see. Golden Globes. She didn't even get nominated. No. Yes, she did. Okay. Best Actress, Motion Picture Drama. She won that. Mila Kunis was nominated for Best Supporting for that one.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't win. MTV Movie Awards. They didn't get anything. Saturn Awards. Mila Kunis won for Best Supporting Actress. Satellite. They got nothing. Where the fuck? Okay. There's the SAG Awards. Yeah, Natalie Portman won for Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Leading Role. And oh, yeah. Mila Kunis was also nominated for Best Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role. And those are, like, really, like, the major, like, okay, Teen Choice Awards. Natalie Portman won for Choice Movie Actress Drama and Choice Movie Drama. Black Swan won. But, yeah, no, those are, like, kind of, like, the major. They didn't get any, like, what about Writers Guild? Anything? No. People Choice Awards. That's still like a.
Oh. And just because I have a fun fact now too, the box office budget, right, which they estimated was supposed mm-hmm. to be $13 million.
Yeah.
And the gross worldwide.
Holy shit.
The gross worldwide.
I'm looking at it, bro.
And box office is $3,029,398,046.
And they were on a $13 million budget.
$329,398,046. I fucked that up.
That's okay. But they were in that. They definitely got more than their money's worth. Like, holy yeah. shit. Because yeah, they were on a $13 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
God damn is right.
That is That was fucking great. That was a really good movie.
Hell yeah, good on
Kudos to Natalie Portman. I'm not surprised she won the fucking BAFTA SAG and the fucking... Dude, like, for real, though. Like, I'm just not...
And,
You ain't surprised about that shit.
Love it. Love that. All right.
That was our spiel for the day.
Hell yeah.
anyways.
Oh, secret word.
Secret word is... Kush.
Kush. All right,
kush is the word, man.
Kush is the word this week. So if you've made it this far, congratulations. The secret word this week is kush. Yeah, make sure you guys check back in tomorrow. We're gonna be finishing season two of Euphoria. So exciting.
I'm sad, but I'm excited because it's time.
I'm just excited. But yeah. I don't think there's anything else to say. What about you, buddy?
That's all, folks.
All right. That's all, folks. As I always like to say at the end of our fucking podcast, bow chicka wow wow, nay motherfucking nay, bitches. Bye.
Bye. Oh my god, I almost forgot.
Yeah, bye. I was like, bye. Okay, bye.
I'm sorry.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, man.
Oh, yeah, that was dope, man.
Hey, see you dudes next time, man.